Defense Minister Elias Mur's warning comes a day after Israeli commandos conducted a raid in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Israel says it launched the mission to prevent Syria and Iran from transferring weapons to Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. But Lebanese officials and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan criticized the operation as a violation of the week-old truce. Sunday, Mur said any rocket that is fired from inside Lebanese territory would be considered as collaboration with Israel because it would provide a pretext for the Israelis to strike at Lebanon. He added that any group that breaks the ceasefire would be committing treason and would suffer the consequences. Mur said he believes Hezbollah is committed to the UN resolution that ended the hostilities and would not violate it. His warning indicates he is concerned that factions other than Hezbollah, such as Palestinian groups in Lebanon, might try to draw retaliation from Israel by firing at it. The defense minister also warned that Israel would have to fight the Lebanese army if there is another violation of the truce. The Lebanese army began deploying 15,000 troops to the south on Thursday. During the more than month of fighting between Hezbollah and Israel, Lebanon's army did not take part in the conflict. UN envoy Terry Rode Larson said in Beirut that the Israeli raid was unhelpful, and he warned that the ceasefire is very fragile.
We also do believe that, unfortunately, that we are at a potential tilting edge where things very easily within the next few weeks and months can slide out of control.
Also Sunday, Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sinoura, for the first time, visited the devastated Shiite suburb south of Beirut. He called the destruction from Israeli airstrikes a crime against humanity. Mr. Sinoura said once again Lebanon will rebuild and the country would remain despite Israel's violence. In Cairo Sunday, Arab League foreign ministers held an emergency meeting. An official said the ministers would discuss a plan to create an Arab League fund for Lebanon's reconstruction. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Beirut.